We had kind of previewed this game six, Eric, for a couple of days here in this show, and our consensus kind of was, if they do it tonight, if they do it and do something they've never won before, and that's close out a series, then it's, hey, all hands on deck, and here we go, all in against Cleveland. And then they did it in a bit of a weird way last night. What was your take on the second half?
I couldn't believe what I was watching, to be honest with you. I mean, I was even texting my wife, here, set up plans for the next few days. I'll be in Cleveland, et cetera. And yeah. She's texting me back saying, never write me that again. You're the jinx.
Wow.
I could not believe what I was watching, to be perfectly honest with you. But now all that said, I also was as equally surprised that a 36-9 run for the Bucks, which sounds beyond ridiculous, to give them a 2-point lead, is then followed by a 9-0 run by the Raptors, which essentially allowed them to close out and ice the game. And it shouldn't have been as close as it was down the final 25 seconds or so because of some ridiculousness from the refs. I feel like they just, were turning their head the other way and not seeing some blatant foul calls. All that said, do you give the Raptors credit for actually having the, I don't think I've ever used this word in my life, the gumption to come back?
Serious gumption.
Giving up the lead?
Full of gumption.
You kind of rail them for giving up the 25-point lead, because I think it says almost as much about them that they actually took that massive shot in the face only to come back and ultimately win the game. That, to me, still said something. Because you could have easily folded up the 10 on the road. The crowd was insane, guys, last night. I wrote it on Twitter, and I don't say this lightly. That building, and I talked to a couple of the ushers in Milwaukee after the game, and I said, listen, no disrespect, I've been coming here for 12 years, twice a year. This building is one of the quietest, most dead arenas in the entire league. Mm-hmm. I was expecting nothing going into this series. That was the loudest building I have ever been in last night. Hmm. In that late third quarter and fourth quarter, it was louder than Oracle Arena in the finals the last 2 years.
What?
It's louder than Cleveland. I'm telling you, it was insane last night, the noise coming out of the place.
That's interesting.
I'm saying it, the loudest I've ever experienced.
Eric Smith joins us. Okay, so on the gumption meter, yes. This is the one thing I had said. I'll see if you agree. I mean, listen, no one wanted to see the fragility of blowing a 25-point lead, and the momentum was seriously going against them. But then when Milwaukee, it's not like Milwaukee made it close. They took the lead. And the one thing I'll say about last night and how, if this team is the best Raptors team we've seen, et cetera, I think that any other Raptor team that's been assembled over the last few years, once they trail in that game, they don't get it back. And I think all the other teams do fold. So as bad as it was, it says something that they were able to take that awful run and still manage to turn it around.
And you know what? I'm not taking anything at all away from Kyle Lowry. And he's clearly been playing banged up with the bad back and everything else. But for all the talk over the last couple of years about 1A, 1B, Lowry, DeRozan, who's the heart and soul, who's the leader of this team, et cetera, I think a lot of people, fairly or unfairly, have, not that they've written off DeRozan, but it's almost like become de facto Lowry is the engine. He's the point guard. He's the one that, just seems to play with such intensity all the time. But this season has been so special for DeRozan in terms of what he has done, starting the All-Star game, having a career year, not just in scoring, but rebounds and assists and getting to the hoop and the respect that he's been getting from the league, let alone other players and the officials and et cetera, et cetera. Who's the guy that in crunch time last night was attacking the rim, the big-time dunk, the near dunk the second time on the foul that didn't get called from Jason Terry, the guy that was making the key plays down the stretch, and ultimately still cumulatively, when you look back at last night, a 32-point effort on the road in a closeout game, matching essentially what Antetokounmpo was doing on the other side, DeMar DeRozan. Jason Kidd said it before the game. This is where the stars come out. The stars come out not only in the postseason, but in big games, in closeout games, and clearly Milwaukee's star, he did it. He set the tone early. It was like every play was being run by Giannis. But the Raptors took that early punch, came right back, were able to grab the lead, mounted that massive lead, only to give it up, but then to come back and take it. And I think it says something again about, as you just said, Andrew, the makeup of this team. I think other teams in the past would have folded the tent and said, all right, you know what? Worst case scenario, fine. We just gave this up. Can't believe we did, but we're going back home for 7. We did it last year against the Pacers. We did it last year against the Heat. At least we've got one more game. The Raptors didn't fall back on that. They came back. They won the game. And here we go, getting set for the Cavs now. I completely agree. Not just last year's team, but many other teams in the past, Raptor teams, would have just, again, stuck their tail between their legs and gone back to game 7.